This is Word of Mouth from New Hampshire Public Radio. I'm Virginia Prescott. Parents of girls dread the moment when the freckles and flats transform into eye makeup and heels. Researchers have found that girls as young as six are concerned about their sex appeal. A new study suggests that one activity can help shelter young girls from a culture bent on sexualization for at least a few more years. Ballet. Here with more is Tom Jacobs. He's staff writer at Pacific Standard. Great to have you back, Tom.
Nice to be with you.
So who's behind the study finding ballet as this kind of bulwark, and what were they looking to find out?
Well, this is a couple of psychologists from Knox College, which is in a relatively small town in Illinois, which is interesting, I think, because they surveyed young girls, 6 to 9-year-old girls living in that town in the Midwest, in almost Mayberry, if you will. And they found that these young girls, if you present them with a pair of paper dolls, you know, one's dressed in a sexually provocative way and another dressed stylishly but, you know, not sexually provocative, the girls picked the girl in the skimpy outfit time and time again. If you ask them, which one would you like to be like? Which one do you think is the most popular? You know, who would you like to play with? They consistently went with the girl with the bare midriff and the legs showing, with a few exceptions, though. And one of the biggest exceptions they found was they recruited some of these girls from a dance studio, and those girls did not choose, overwhelmingly did not choose the scantily clad, the doll with, who was scantily clad,
right,
as a role model.
Now, ballet especially carries images of this idealized femininity, all about the body, really. Any idea why ballet or studying dance could help prevent early sexualization in young girls?
Well, it's speculative, but both researchers and other people I've talked to have come up with various ideas. I mean, the researchers suggest that girls perhaps are less prone to this early sexualization because they become aware from the get-go that their bodies are used for other purposes besides looking good. Their bodies have uses. I would add that the dance class would develop self-esteem. I think it would help friendship bonds between girls. And a couple of people have told me, kind of an obvious one that I missed, if you're in dance class all the time, you don't have time to worry about boys that much. Your days are taken, and your afternoons, and your evenings.
Tom, I know we only have you briefly, but the study did say something about the influence of mothers on a daughter's sexuality. It didn't study fathers, so what did it have to say about mothers in particular?
Yeah, absolutely. A lot of people blame the media for, you know, all the sort of sexualized images on the media. And the researchers suggest that does play a role in this phenomenon, but it's in combination with the attitude of the mothers. Besides surveying these kids, these young girls, they also surveyed their mothers about their own attitudes about sex and how important it is to look sexy. And what they found was if the mothers hold a strong belief that it's important to really look good and look attractive, if you combine that with a lot of television and movie viewing, that combination seems to give the girls the message that being attracted to the opposite sex is vitally important, and they seem to get it at a very young age.
Well, Tom, interesting study. Thanks so much for joining us.
My pleasure.